Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 this one today involves stealing photos and unfriending people on Facebook, so you know it's going to be juicy.
You know what happens with people that steal from me.
All the drama's on Facebook, let's be real.
Facts.
Mia wrote in, and she wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her. Listen to this. She said, Allie and DZ, my mother-in-law steals my Facebook photos that I post. She's uninvolved until it's time for a holiday. She's very involved with her other grandkids' lives, though. So I ended up unfriending her. Problem solved. Well, now, my sister-in-law is sending her pictures that I post. And then my mother-in-law saves them and reposts them. Oh, dude.
So she's stealing and she reposts them for herself.
She thought, oh, I'll unfriend her. Problem solved. But now the sister-in-law is sharing the photos with the mother-in-law. So she said she even used a pic I posted on the Christmas card without asking.
On the Christmas? Oh, on her own Christmas card.
The mother-in-law took the picture and used it on the Christmas card, something she posted. Because
plagiarism.
Well, and the mother-in-law, it's her son in the picture, I'm assuming.
Obviously.
You know?
Well, why'd you unfriend your mother-in-law? That's bogus.
She said, because she wouldn't stop stealing her photos, and she said she's very involved with all the other grandkids. So she said, am I right to be upset with the sister-in-law and unfriend her for sharing the photos? They all act like Facebook is the only way to be involved in our lives. They live in the same city. Be involved if you want, but don't be fake about it, Mia. Okay, so I get that. So many people will post on Facebook and all these other Instagram and Snapchat, like, when they're involved, the highlight moments.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, look at my grandkids, I'm so involved, but then they never see them any other time.
Well, the pictures that you see is the only times they see them. When you see them, is because they're seeing them.
Exactly. Yes.
I got to sip my tea to that one.
You know what I'm talking about.
Girl, preach.
It's true. That's what me is mad about. She's
not
like, this is so fake. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for unfriending now the sister-in-law, because she's now sharing the photos with the mother-in-law. It sounds like she has no regrets about unfriending her mother-in-law. She said she steals my photos and isn't around, but now I'm not going to unfriend the sister-in-law, who I don't really have beef with. So
that's where I think it gets problematic.
Now it's too many. We're getting too into, we're just, because think about this. It's not like it's not the sister-in-law's brother and the grandma's son, her husband, right?
Yeah.
These are her in-laws. That's her husband's family.
That's her husband's, right.
So even she's mad because it's her. She's but that's, you know what I'm saying?
It's his side of the family to quote-unquote deal with, in my opinion. Right?
It'd be like if Owen or Hudson got married and Owen's wife got annoyed I was taking her photos, and then Hudson started stealing them, so she's like, now I'm unfriending Hudson.
Right. But there's a problem in itself. Why are you guys unfriending each other? Mm-hmm. Not that it necessarily matters, because you guys are family, right? Y'all are family, but you're unfriending your mother-in-law.
Because she's stealing your pictures.
You're giving it too much.
Of their own family.
They're part her grandchildren as well. And I'm not saying she has any ownership, quote unquote. They're your children.
Yeah.
And you decide when those pictures are shared, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a conversation that's had there that never was had. And rather than having any conversation past it, you unfriended your mother-in-law and said, forget it. And then you see it happening with your sister-in-law and going, I'm going to unfriend her too. Forget it. You're kind of cutting family members off just because they're taking a picture. You're more mad because they're using it.
Somebody texted in and said, anyone can take it, share it, save it, reprint it.
You posted it.
That's posting.
That's where I'm going with it.
If you really had a problem with your mother-in-law, then not visiting your family and taking the photos, you should have connected with her personally rather than unfriending her so she doesn't understand.
There's a greater issue. That's what I'm getting at. There's a greater issue, because as soon as you post those photographs, it's your sister-in-law now, but it's going to be the second cousin once removed that got re-added as a friend that's going to be sending them to the mother-in-law next. She's going to find them pictures. She's going to get them pictures somehow, or she's going to have them sent from the father of them kids.
Somebody texted in and said, jerk, social media is a free-for-all. If you don't want others having access, don't post them. So overly dramatic. But then somebody below that said, block the mother-in-law and sister-in-law from seeing your posts. You can still be friends with them. That's true.
There's ways to handle it.
You can block people on specific posts, and that's a whole other level of, I don't have time for that. Trust me. I've thought about those things, and I go, I don't have time to block two people from a post. Like when my nephew, there's just, if it's something, I don't know, weird, I'm like, I don't want my nephew seeing what I posted about this, or that's one person.
Block somebody to see it.
Like a kid or something.
But
somebody said, not the jerk, just edit who can see the stuff you post so sis can't see.
But hear me out. I do understand, and this is where the Gemini comes in, because I go back and forth. I'm kind of saying jerk, but I understand we're not the jerk, because she's also upset at the fact that the family isn't really present in these kids' lives. Mm-hmm. And that is also bothersome, but they sure do like to pretend to be. That's just a common fact about life. Everybody loves to pretend they're way more involved than they are with
100%.
Your family.
100%. Callie in Germantown texted in, just stop posting them. Take a break from social media. Why does she have to take a break, though, Callie? This is where I have her back, where I'm like, no. She can do whatever she wants. It's her social media. You don't tell other people what they can and can't post, and I shouldn't have to move mine around because you don't know how to stop stealing my pictures.
I know this isn't about an idea, and this is Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
But something that grandparents hate,
what?
That I've realized, if you put emoji, like something Giannis, for example, does with their kid, Mariah and Giannis do with their kids, when they post pictures of them, they'll post like...
the sunglasses,
Do that. Grandma's gonna hate the fact that they got sunglass emojis on.
That's actually kind of funny.
Because then you keep the original, and you post the one, you get the original with them eyes in it, and then you post the one with that has the sunglasses in it. Mm-hmm. Grandma's gonna be salty. You don't even gotta unfriend grandma. I came up with a solution. Now, yes, you're the jerk.
That's a funny way to handle it, so that when they can't put that in the Christmas card.
No.
The emoji sunglasses over
the
kid.
No, they can't. But you can, because it's your picture, and you got the original. This ain't about solutions, though.
Somebody said, you're missing the point. She doesn't socialize with the other kids the same as her kids. I agree. That's part of the core issue here, but she wants to know if she's the jerk, Mia does, for unfriending the sister-in-law. But that's what Heather in Sheboygan, same thing as you, put a watermark on your picture.
That's technically it.
I don't think she's the jerk. I think you can unfriend whoever you want. You may be petty, but I don't think it makes you the jerk. A lot of people are saying jerk, so let's see what people say.
Her reason is sound. I understand you feel like you're slighted by family and that sucks, but then you shouldn't just be unfriending.
Yeah.
You should also be trying to cut ties. But where's the dad here? What does he think?
This
is his family. Yeah. Why are you so bothered by this? Because it doesn't sound like he is.
I'm with you on that. 414-533-1037. You can text or call. I cannot wait to hear which way people are going to go. Oh, we love a good petty. Am I the jerk? Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Whoever texted in, tell grandma to go play bingo and calm down. You guys are killing me. By the way, I love bingo. Bingo's awesome. Very awesome. Who doesn't like bingo? Shout out Pottawatomie. Okay, so we have a lot of texts and a lot of calls, and Mia wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk for unfriending her sister-in-law now, because she already unfriended her mother-in-law for stealing her Facebook photos, and now the sister-in-law's giving them to grandma, and grandma's putting them in the Christmas card.
Big yikes, big whoops, big ouch, big something.
Oh, man. Sarah in Kenosha texted in and said, not the jerk, you do you. No need to people please with your own kids. All right. Well, I want to go to Danielle in Milwaukee, who said she's actually got experience with this. So Danielle was triggered. Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi. I definitely was triggered. And the reason being is my daughter's family is not involved at all. And mainly because I would not name my daughter after his mom, who has this like 100-year-old name. And so she blocked me on Facebook, and then she steals my pictures and gives them to her son, who is not involved.
Oh, the son's not even involved.
So they,
not even involved.
They must not be. I was gonna say they must not be close. The son must not be close with his family either, and obviously this is why.
That's horrible.
Oh no, they're very close knit.
Oh, they are close.
And in fact, she has about 12 grandkids who don't deal with her, but my daughter was the only one that did. So the joke was on her when the one day she. unblocked to steal my pictures, and I figured it out, and I blocked her. Now the jokes are here. Because you don't post pictures of my kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not be involved.
Yeah.
That's fair. No-no.
Especially without my consent on top of that.
Well, yeah, you're right. When you say it that way, Danielle, now I'm triggered even. And I'm not in that situation. But yeah, you're not involved, and your son is a deadbeat, and now you're going to post the kid? Get out of here with that nonsense. Yeah.
And then especially when my kid is a teen and he calls on her birthday and asks, oh, is she turning 5? Are you freaking kidding me?
No. Oh,
that's embarrassing.
Oh, Danielle, we mad with you. No, we're mad with you, dog.
I'm just I'm not even mad anymore. I'm just glad that I got my get back. My get back is real.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's just sad. It gets sad after a point, man, because they're not involved, yeah. And then it becomes draining, and I get it.
Listen to this. April in Sheboygan has your back, Danielle, because listen to what she said. She said, not the jerk. If grandma wants pictures, how about you take them yourself?
True.
But you can't because you're not around.
You got to be there for that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Danielle, we got to talk to you more.
Yeah, you better call. All right, Danielle.
The older I get, the more I'm like, my get back and my petty gets
real. The get back is real.
And the get back is you're going to have your kid always. And when your son's not a teenager, an adult, they're really going to realize the kid gets it.
Yeah.
They know you're there and they're not.
We're professional with our petty. That's why we call it petition.
Exactly. Yeah. All right.
Yes,
have a great day.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Mimi in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Petty, but not the jerk. Why do they need to be friends on social media anyways if she's not involved?
Yeah.
Fair enough. And then Megan in Milwaukee texted in and said, it's my birthday today. Happy birthday.
Hey.
And she said, I think she's the jerk. There's so many people with one set of family members that are not involved. Not a reason to block her. Your posts are public, which means anyone can save them. Well, not everybody's posts are public. A lot of people have private profiles on Facebook. But
I understand the logic.
Still on the internet.
It's on the internet.
And could be copied.
They're on a server. Even if you delete it, it's still somewhere saved in the ether.
Okay, so Danielle said not the jerk. Let's see what Maddie in New Berlin has to say. What up, Maddie? How are you?
Guys, how are you?
Good. You try and figure it out. We already got one answer, and you're number two.
Is Mia the jerk?
So, originally, I was thinking not the jerk, but I agree with the people that are saying that she is the jerk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think being petty with family is like, okay, fine, but at the same time, like, just put your big girl pants on and have a conversation.
Not worth it. It's not worth it to be that petty just to block. You got to have a bigger talk than that. And I agree to it.
She's saying grow up already.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have family members on Facebook that I never talk to, but they like that their way of being involved is by liking my posts, reposting, you know, a photo that I posted or something. So, like, that might be the grandma's way of being involved. And if they want the grandma to be more involved, maybe she thinks she is. Like, oh, I'm proud. Look at these photos. So.
See, Maddie, though, the thing is, reposting, sharing from my page is one thing. Mm-hmm. But when you screenshot and reshare and, like, it's yours
that
or you're the one that took the picture, or, like, you were at that family function or you were actually present for that birthday, that feels fake. I got family.
Yeah.
I've got friends. I've got my guys' moms that will reshare everything we post about the boys, and we love it.
Aww.
Because they're not able to make it all the time.
Yeah.
But they're showing us love. I understand where Maddie's coming from. I don't think that's what's happening here, though.
No, it sounds like this grandma's involved in all the other grandkids, but not these. And then she acts like she is on the Christmas card.
But I hear why Maddie's saying, why give it that much attention, though? Mm-hmm. Why give it so much energy?
You know what? Y'all changed my mind. I'm going to say she's not the jerk.
No, Maddie, you're not on the... No, you're on the jerk side, because I'm over there with you.
You cannot be from New Berlin and be all over the place. I will not allow it today. You better pick a lane, okay?
You picked it. You're there.
We're done.
I'm standing with you, Maddie. We'll talk to you later.
I'm the new mayor in town.
All right, you better pick a side.
You too. She was funny, dog.
That is funny. All right, let's go to our boy, Adrian. He's actually on day 3 calling into the show. Adrian in Milwaukee. Adrian!
Morning.
What's up? Good morning. How's my favorite BBL?
I'm okay.
Shut up. It's not about my butt.
Oh, dang it.
My BBL is healing nicely. Thank you for asking. The butt lift's going well.
Hey, look, all I gotta say is she's not the jerk, but you do need to have that conversation.
Sure.
You know, figure out why she's not making it to these events. If it's been going on for years, then you know what? Have that conversation and be like, look, I don't appreciate you, you know, pretending to be in – involved and you're not.
Well, and where is the son in all? Where is the husband in all of this? The one who's actually family.
You know what?
And they this must is, not be
and
close.
I feel like a while back this actually came across y'all.
It did.
Before.
No, listen to this. I said this to DZ. We got this recently. This came through on our Facebook messages, and I said to DZ, I go, we've had one similar to this, but this was a brand new one.
I don't think it was a mother-in-law, though.
I don't remember which way it went, if I'm being quite honest, because it was sometime last year. Somebody had a similar issue.
So I'm not wrong in thinking that.
People
steal pictures all the time. Yeah. My family steals our pictures all the time.
The fact that we've gotten this Am I the Jerk from two different people within a year shows it's an issue for people. And then Danielle was triggered as well by it.
Gee, my mom will hit me up if we post a picture of the boys and she hasn't seen it. She's like, you need to send me that. And if we don't send it, she's just going to screenshot it off of IG anyway.
But that's a different twist,
she's
though.
Involved.
She is there.
Fair. No, that's 100% true.
My side of the family, with my son and my wife and all that, my wife's side of the family is there. Now, my side of the family?
Yeah,
because of issues with me and whatever, you know what I mean?
Sure. They're not involved. They're not. And it could be issues with the son. Maybe that's part of the problem.
It sounds like Adrian's because he's sitting there doing, not, no offense, Adrian. He's sitting there doing nothing.
If mom is saying that there's an issue, dad needs to step up and be like, hey, look, man, all I got to say is whoever this guy is, you need a man up, bro.
Ooh, oh, wait, how we get on? How we get on to do?
All right, Adrian.
Answers that.
I'm with you. We say not the jerk for unfriending her. All right, Adrian, we'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
All right, I love y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Peace and love, man.
Bye. Deuce. Kimber in Oak Creek wrote in and said, she's the jerk. There's an underlying issue. Do you welcome his family or do you make it difficult for his family to participate? Mm-hmm. When a lot of men marry, they tend to do what the wife wants, and that normally means spending family time with their wife's family and husband's family to the wayside. So address the issue with your husband's family. All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
I can receive.
I can receive all of it, but that's it. Not the jerk. Laura in Milwaukee. I saw one more. I have to read. Laura in Milwaukee said, call me Petty Betty. Not the jerk.
Petitious.
That one made me laugh.